Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkle. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy experience or a topic you want to discuss, go ahead and shoot us an email. Our email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Other works for me, just get a hold of me. Friends, I have a book coming in October, and you can pre-order it today on Amazon. The link is in the description below, and it's called The Confessionals, Exposing Warring Kingdoms. It's a compilation of stories from the show and stories from my own life that guided me into the supernatural and how I understand it. It's something that at the end of the book, I hope people understand who they are in Christ and what they are here to do in life, because there's a spiritual war happening around us and it leaves a lot of people confused in what their purpose is. And I believe that this book is going to help people understand the spiritual angle of their life and at the end of the day, draw closer to Jesus Christ. So if that is a book that you seem interested in, please go ahead and pre-order it today on Amazon. Link in the description below. And speaking of pre-ordering, well, we don't have anything on pre-order for MerkMerch.com, but we do have MerkMerch.com available back better than ever right now. It's available. So go ahead and check it out, MerkMerch.com. We do have our coffee available on there, and the coffee is not something that's just sitting in our warehouse getting stale and nasty. It is something that when you put your order in, we see the order. We put the order into the roaster and the roaster gets it to us that week. We ship it out so it's fresh, straight from the roaster. It tastes great. It smells amazing. So go ahead and get your coffee today along with your hats, t-shirts, and hoodies, etc. at MerkMerch.com. Now, friends, today we have a different type of conversation because it's Jack, Derek, and myself. And we sat down after a powerful day of recording to process what feels like a growing awareness of the spiritual warfare happening around us. Through many conversations that day about the second heaven, unusual dreams, storms, spiritual attacks, and the experiences of the recent guests, we wrestled with what God may be showing us about the reality of that battle and our responsibility as believers within it. More than anything, though, this conversation is about gaining a deeper confidence in the unchanging authority of Jesus Christ and learning what it looks like to walk faithfully, prayerfully, and without fear in that truth. We recap this entire day of many recordings, roundtable discussions, all focused on the second heaven. It's a different conversation, but I really hope you enjoy it. Let's get to it. So So guys, listen, we have a different type of recording here. We honestly don't even know where it's going to go, how it's going to turn out. But today was one of those days where we felt like it was transformational. Mm-hmm. And we don't, in the moment, we can't even define why we feel that way. We've been feeling like there's been a knob, like a dial, the dial's been turning here on this side of the screen. And God's been kind of doing things, moving, showing us things, revealing things to us, bringing people across our paths that are enlightening us. And it's becoming clear that the topic of spiritual warfare that we talk about on the show has been kind of taking almost like a new face. It's becoming something where it's no longer just theory. It's no longer just a discussion point. It's no longer, hey, tell me what you think or how you think feel the operation of spiritual warfare is. It's turning into something where it's becoming tangible, where we're going through things and we're looking back and we're like, I think that was a sign of the enemy being present. And before, there's levels to this and everybody's in different stages and many of you watching and stuff are well beyond the level that I'm at. You kind of get to a point where you theorize about a lot of stuff, but at the end of the day, you go home and you're like, huh, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. And I walk with that humility, but there are some things that have happened that you're just like, I don't know, but I do know it's nothing. It's not nothing, mm-hmm. you know? And so we're standing here and in the studio, we just got done with the whole day of recording where we had an studio guest this morning where we recorded about his experiences with the second heaven. He is very particular experiences where he is being commissioned and going to, honestly, it's so fresh in my mind. I don't even know how to describe it yet. So I'm going to stop trying to word vomit what mm-hmm. his experience was. But he has lots of experiences with the second heaven. And I brought him out because after I got done recording with him, I wanted to do a second heaven roundtable. So Jack, earlier you looked up the episode numbers for these guys. If you could find it again, I think you texted to me. I had Hunter, who's been on the show a couple times. His first appearance was episode 510. And recently I did a reaction video to my initial interview with him because I was so paradigm shifting. Then I had a guy named Jade, who I interviewed again today. And he was here today. I interviewed him and then he was part of this roundtable. And then I had a guy named Caleb, who I had on the show probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was the first person who ever reached out to me after I released the episode Dark Shift. He's like, I'm pretty sure I'm like the guy that your friend was describing, only like I'm on Team Jesus. And I'm like, what? That was not even a consideration of mine until then.
Yeah, dude. No, crazy though. Like talking about Dark Shift, now it's moving to like a light shift.
Yeah,
like,
well,
it's another
like,
shift.
Like it's like a battle of shifts.
Yeah, it's
battle royale.
It's just wild how that episode is transcending still and still it has waves and legs.
Yeah, and that's the thing we didn't understand when we released it is that it was a wild story that didn't have a whole lot of understanding in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until Caleb came here the first time and I asked him, I said, what is this place? And he just goes, it's the second heaven. I'm like, holy crap, I've never considered, mm-hmm. you know? And then all of a sudden, just things start just lining up for me at that point. And then you start developing theories and thoughts and opinions on things. And then when I interviewed Jade, that was a members episode. Do you have these episode numbers, Jack?
I do, yeah. Do you want me to just rattle them off?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so Caleb's was 738, Warfare in the Second Heaven. Jade's was 848, Taken into the Second Heaven. And Hunter's was 510. I forget the name of that one. Interdimensional Dogman or something like that.
Yeah, it was so good I didn't know how to title it, so I just called it Interdimensional Dogman Portal or something like that.
Dogman always hits.
Yeah, I was just like, it's interdimensional, it's portals, it's Dogman, Interdimensional Dogman Portals. something like that.
Works.
So these guys, I brought them all to the table because of their history with me, specifically with this other realm interaction, and they're all professing Christ. And I was like, we need to talk. And I was telling the guys before we started recording here, because these guys just left. Like, we just recorded with them today.
Mm-hmm.
They just left. Derek just got back from dropping off Caleb at the airport. And we're talking. I'm like, guys, do you guys want to just record and just kind of word vomit this out? I don't want to say fear, But one of the real possibilities coming into today was that I assembled a group of guys at a table that never met each other and they can't find anything to agree on. Mm-hmm. And then I would be sitting here thinking, well, that was a disaster. <You know? laughs> But that was the opposite of what happened today. So Jade and Caleb are extremely experienced in this other stuff. They've been doing it a lot and they have a lot of questions themselves. They don't have all the answers and they're very humble. At times they say they don't know. At times Caleb will say something that Jade's like, that's interesting. That provides perspective for me. And there was times that Hunter was sitting right next to me and he was interjecting. He's like, hang on a second. What do you mean by? And he was just, his mind was getting blown because for the first time in his life, he's interacting with two people, not just one, that was providing context for what he was experiencing. Because up to that point, he's talked to me. I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, interesting story. Oh, you had a vision with my house and you saw the witches follow me. And cool. I don't know what to make of that, you know? Yeah. And these guys added context. And they actually, Caleb said that he believes that Hunter is, I keep forgetting.
Recon.
Yeah,
like doing recon.
Recon. Like he feels like Hunter is being commissioned to do like recon. And that makes sense with everything that Hunter's had an experience of. It was like intel gathering, data gathering. Mm. And he brought it back to share with me. And it's just, it was really interesting. And I actually want to make a note here real quick. And now that my thought's gone now. What was I going to make a note
recon,
of?
Hunter's recon. Doing recon. Caleb was telling you that it's interesting because what Hunter saw.
It's gone. I was going to make a note for it was like a topic of discussion I was going to bring up because we're going to bring these guys back and we're going to do multiple sessions and we're going to really, really try to thread this out as much as possible. Now, Derek, you didn't get a chance to actually hear this interview much. But we have had our own experiences that like all just synchronistically lined up, but not synchronistic. Like, it wasn't synchronistic. This was intentional.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that we talked about today with these guys is elementals. Mm-hmm. And I think one significant trend in all three of our lives is the fact that it seems like the activity around us right now is ticking up in weird ways, not in your face ways, but in weird ways at the same time that we can't escape literal storms, like physical element storms.
Yeah.
Not just, oh, this is the storm of my life. But like, it's like when you talk about me preaching Mark chapter 4 and that supernatural storm, it's like not even ever since then, even before then, but especially since that sermon, like it's, storms just bam, bam, bam. And it's always followed with some kind of attack.
It's true. You had like Colossians, 2:28, I think it is, where it talks about like the elemental spirits.
Yep.
And we talked about that heading out to Missouri. And so that's kind of in the back of our mind, right? And then we're driving out. And you remember like how nasty the weather was when we were driving into Missouri too? Like it felt impactful.
Yeah.
Like I know,
forgot to mention that on the live.
I know it wasn't just like a storm, but it felt impactful. Like it felt like something was shifting when we were going into Springfield.
Yeah.
And so that storm passes. And then 2 days later, you end up going up to preach. And then that storm pushes through. Mm-hmm. And then the lightning bolt hits the hotel. And if you watch Slingshot Live, then you know all the good stuff that happened with that. And then we're battling principalities, possible witches, possible other entities going on in the hotel that day.
Right.
And so it is, it's sequentially keeps going on. Mm-hmm. And so last night we have all these guys arriving, all these Second Heaven battalion guys like going in and defending Christianity in the Second Heavens. Really cool. And
I would say this, like defending Christianity in Second Heaven probably wouldn't be the most accurate. It's like it's, I don't know if they even know how to describe it, but it's like they've taken things before God when things started happening and they it's like they feel it's like they're being taken to the Second Heaven for specific things that God is like commissioning them to do.
Right.
And it's not even on the behalf of Christianity as much as like it seems like I need you to go do this now because this person needs help. You know, and it's like, because Caleb talks about, you didn't get to hear, but like he talks about interacting with people in the other side that he was like children to go help. Mm. But he also would at times, not all the time, but at times he finds himself with a group of people on mission. So we're talking about other people.
Wow. So yeah. There's more.
There's yep. more. And that goes right along with 692 Dark Shift, because the main character taught his friends how to do this and they did it together.
Mm.
And so this is something that even on the dark side, we have a precedent of there being more people operating.
Yep.
And now Caleb said that. Now Jade said that was my experience. I've never been with anybody else. He's like, if you want to team up sometime, call me, bro.
And to give it scriptural validation too, because I think that's very important. Like Joel 2:28, it actually states, "And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions." And it's like how we've always interpreted that, I think, very plainly, right? Like, oh, I'm going to have a dream. But like, what if it is actually battling in the dream? Mm. What if it's like your visions are there to be weapons against the darkness?
So, like at the very end of this, and this is why, like, they are coming back out, mm-hmm. you know, like two of the guys are from Tennessee. The other one we're flying in.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be here. We're going to do this again. And if people don't like it, I don't care. Like, like we are doing this again because I think it's important.
It feels really special.
It does.
It feels like, again, like there is something occurring that we're going to begin to strengthen the church body in a different way to fight what's coming, because what's coming is darker than it's any other
You've
precedent
never seen
in human history.
Like it.
Yeah.
You've never seen
anything
like
and
it.
And so the schemes of the enemy are great, but we have to be wiser than the serpent. And I think this is what the Lord is preparing people for.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.